Did I give it away or was it persuasion? You all in my space, owe it. I don't care what you say, I'm loving it this way. I'm hoping that you stay, owe it.
Hey, welcome back to the Self-Made and Single podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Rose. So today we're going to have yet another client spotlight with my wonderful client here who's had the most, I mean, I know she's going to be very humble and say, oh, my transformation, you know, wasn't that big, but definitely from the day I met her to where she is now, she is really a different person and I'm so proud of her progress. So this is all about celebrating her today. So welcome. Please introduce yourself and let us know what type of coaching that you had.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I've started to have coaching sessions with Rachel some months ago. I started having private sessions with Rachel because at the time I was struggling in the relationship department. My self-esteem was very low and I just didn't, you know, see my self-worth and I wanted to build up my confidence. And so, yes, that's the reason why I approached Rachel because I needed some help and support in that department.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, no, I know. I remember when we first met, there was loads going on, wasn't there? And like the energy was just... It just felt like maybe, or as I perceived it, love was something that you were really trying to learn in a new way.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think my issue at the time was that I was in a relationship for almost 30 years. I've got a 21-year-old daughter and I was in that relationship for almost 30 years. And so that came to an end about a year, just over a year and a half ago. And so I did meet someone straight away after that, but it was a very toxic relationship. And I wanted something real, something that's going to be long term. I didn't want, you know, something that's going to be short term or some sort of fling. So I wanted that support or that guidance of how to actually achieve that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, I remember that time actually. And we've worked through so many different things. So can you talk to us about some of the things that working together has helped you move through whilst dealing with not only the breakup of your longest relationship, but also the most recent one as well?
Yeah, I think working with you has helped me to see my self-worth and has actually built up my self-esteem quite a lot. I guess prior to the ending of my original relationship, my long-term relationship, I was a confident, bubbly person. I know my self-worth. But when that came to an end and I kind of like got involved in a toxic relationship, that kind of like saw my self-esteem took a massive tumble and I didn't have the confidence I had. And so, yes, doing this coaching session with you has actually helped quite a lot to actually build up my confidence now. I'm more happier now. I'm at peace now. I remember who I am and I'm more confident in myself.
Yeah. And oh my gosh, guys, if you saw her today, she's just glowing with her MAC lipstick. You know, you're looking so happy. And yeah, I'm just so proud of all of the different shifts you've made. But I would love for you to tell us like what got you to the point where you said, okay, I do need some extra guidance. Like I've been doing this on my own for a while and now I really want to make a change. I want things to work differently for me.
Yes, I think what happened is that got me to the point of actually reaching out to you was that I found myself feeling very low. I was crying quite a lot. I felt like unloved. I didn't feel loved or appreciated. And I feel like I'm actually going down a slippery slope where I'm actually accepting anything and I'm actually kind of in a way emotionally abusing myself. Mm. And I thought my family and friends were seeing that they were trying to help me in as much way as they can. I tried to get counseling, tried to start doing my exercises and eating right and try to distract myself with things, but nothing was working. And so I just needed something. So I know that, you know, with yourself, you need to work on yourself. So sometimes, you know, you might need to spend a little to actually achieve your goals. But I thought it's worth it. You need to be in a emotionally stable place. And mm-hmm. so I thought, I have a 21-year-old daughter, as I've mentioned before, and she saw the struggles I was going through. And I know how it was affecting her as well. It wasn't just affecting me, it was affecting my daughter and my family and my work. And so, yes, I needed to actually break that chain. And so I thought, I heard about you. I think I went to some sort of session.
Yeah, live session.
Yes,
psychology exactly. of dating down.
Exactly right. That's what it was, and I heard you, and when you were speaking, I could have felt your energy, and I thought, this is the person who's going to actually help me to regain my confidence and to help me to go back to where I know I can be and where I've been before. And so, yes, it was a very good choice I made, and I'm happy I made that choice. Yeah.
Oh, I honestly, it was such a pleasure having you and starting with you. I felt like we were soul aligned. There was just so much, even from our backgrounds, that I felt when we worked together really fused well and, you know, really helped you along your way. But, you know, like I said, you've made so many different breakthroughs. And I would love to hear, what are some of your biggest takeaways or your biggest breakthroughs during your time?
Okay. You mentioned the mother wound, mm-hmm. and that resonated with me because I know I've had, maybe trauma from childhood trauma, and I felt like I was bringing that over into my relationships. I was getting, you know, extremely clingy to individuals and finding it difficult to let go because of my, relationship with my daughter. And so when you mentioned that and explained to me more about that, that was a breakthrough to say, yes, this is what's happening. This is the reason why I am the way I am. And of course, mm-hmm. I need to change that. So yes, that's one of the main breakthroughs I had. And I think cutting cords. Yes, that was amazing. I think the first time I tried it, I could see that the person I was trying to cut the cord with, that's when they're actually starting to move towards me. Yeah. And so that was a breakthrough. Yes. And even now I still try to continue to do that as much as I possibly can.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, that will happen. It's crazy, isn't it? Like, maybe this is the same type of person who won't remember a birthday, but they will feel that you're trying to get away. And it's like, oh,
exactly. Yes. What's going on? Let me call her.
Yeah. That's so good. No, I'm really happy. And so, you know, when you're doing the cutting cords exercise, like, is that's just the meditations that we're talking about, or are you doing anything else?
Yes, the meditations. I also did the forgiveness letter as well, which was very powerful for me. I guess when you write things down, that's when it's actually registered in your brain what's taking place, what you're thinking. And so when I did that, that was very powerful for me, and actually burning it was kind of me letting go and stop feeling me forgiving myself, because I was kind of like feeling like I am actually emotionally abusing myself because I kept on going back into a toxic situation. And yet by me doing this, it helped me to forgive myself and to be able to say, you know, you do make mistakes in life, but then, you know, you just need to let go of it and move forward.
Yeah. No, and I think, you know, with the forgiveness, that it just teaches you that it's okay as well, you know, like, it's almost a forgiveness for yourself, like, it, you know, it's okay that this happened, and also to let them go as well, you know, to cut that tie in, so there's no tension, you're not holding onto that energy. So, oh, it's so good. So good. And so I know we focused on love, you know, that's like the main focus of the coaching sessions. But what other areas do you feel like the private coaching helped you with?
So I think the private coaching has helped me to, as I said, regain my confidence. Mm-hmm. So because of all the turmoil I was going through in toxic relationship, it was affecting my work and my progression. But now, because I've actually regained my confidence, I was able to go for an interview and feel more confident in myself and secure a permanent position. Yes, and now it's actually, you know, I feel more ready and more confident to move on. Of course, I've mentioned to you before as well, I'm trying to buy my flat. This was something I was maybe being cautious about in the past, but now I need to kind of concentrate on me, build myself up and achieve my goals. And so I'm very close to achieving that goal.
So good. And yeah, like I said before, like, you look so radiant and just so centered and grounded. I think the most that ever I've seen you. So yeah, really, really proud of you and everything that you've done, and just your dedication, because it hasn't been linear, right? Like, it hasn't been this, like, you know, session one, session two, and we're just, it's happy days, right? It's been up and down. So what's really kept you dedicated to this journey? Because there have been sessions that have been harder than others.
Yeah. I guess what's kept me dedicated is because I know where I've been in the past. I know I love my peace. I love to be happy. I love love. And so because I want to achieve that, I wanted to achieve that so much. I wanted to be like a place where I'm happy and I feel loved and, you know, my confidence was better. That kept me dedicated because I needed to get back there. I hated the person I was when I'm not happy, when my family and friends seen me crying or seen me unhappy and seen me sad. I wanted to get to a place back where I am at peace and where, you know, my family can see me shine. Mm-hmm. And so I was determined. I didn't want to stay where I was always stressed and depressed. I wanted to get back to that place. And so that kept me going.
So good. So
yes, my peace of mind, my happiness is very important. And so I needed to keep working out of that.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, as you've seen already, those are things that are really going to carry you to achieves these huge milestones like buying a house and, you know, breaking through this interview and getting the job you want. It's got to come from within. So you've cracked that. And I think you're just going to continue to heal, to get rid of any layers that don't serve you anymore. And yeah, really achieve all the goals that you have. Just so exciting to watch. So I wanted to ask as well. So what's your vision now when it comes to love? Like what are your plans when it comes to love? Like, what do you want to magnetize in the future that's different from before?
Yes, I think when I started the coaching session with you, I was scared to try again because I've been hurt so much that I kind of like wanted to guard my heart. I felt like there was no genuine man out there, to be honest, and like all the men out there is actually just trying to hurt you. But now I see things different. You know, there is someone, of course. You just need to meet the right person. You need to give the right energy, and you need to just make sure that you have your non-negotiables and not settle. And I guess that's my biggest thing. I need to just not settle because that right person is out there for me.
Yes, 100%. And so interesting that you said this, because I had this conversation with a friend yesterday, and like, you know, settling, there's it's funny because we were talking about the dating psychology of dating down. So yes, in the obvious sense, but of not settling for someone who could potentially be harmful, but also allowing things that you find sexy, you find fun, and, you know, not settling for someone who's a boring, safe person.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, just because you think, oh, it's, you know, I know
safe.
Go wrong. Yeah,
exactly. Yes, it's safe. Yeah, I think that's what I did for so many years. That's the reason why I was in a relationship for so many years, because I thought, yes, this person is safe. Financially, I'd be fine. This person's not going to really be going away and leave me. Yeah. But then, yes, you realize that's more to life than that. You're going to be settling and you're not going to be happy either. So you need to find the ideal person that's going to match with you.
Exactly. And honestly, I remember saying with another client, like, women for so many years, we've just been looking at our list and we're like, oh, you know, I can do without that. And I would just love to be a fly on the wall in a room full of men and see how many men do that. Like, they just don't. They're like, no, I want the whole list.
Yeah. But what I realize as well, you know, even though we do want a relationship, it's okay to be on your own for a while, just to enjoy your own company, to get to know yourself and have fun with yourself and your family and your friends. So, yes. Yeah,
I second that. And I think grounding yourself in who you are in your solitude is going to help you walk away from people who aren't really a fit.
Good for you. Yeah, you know? That's true. Yeah.
So you're like, well, I'm good on my own. So bye.
Yes.
That's true. What would you say to so many women listening? Because there's so many women across the world, it's crazy, who listen to podcasts. What would you say to them if they're really on the fence about investing and doing a private coaching and really making a change when it comes to relationships in their lives?
I would say to them, as I said before, you know, your happiness, your peace of mind, your self-esteem is one of the most important thing. And I think, you know, a private coach with you will help to build that up in the first place. Once you're happy with yourself, you're at peace with yourself, it would kind of like radiate to the world. And so that will help you to attract the person you're looking for. So I would say definitely invest in yourself. You know, is you need to make time for yourself. So if it needs to take some time out of your daily schedule or your weekly schedule to have your private coach to dedicate that to yourself, to improve yourself, you should definitely do that. It's worth it. Yeah.
Oh, so good. Thank you so, so much. I just love how honest and transparent you were. I'm sure people are going to love this episode. And so we will leave it there, guys. Thank you again for listening. As she said, like, if you're on the fence, just book yourself a soulmate strategy call. The link is always in the show notes. Have a chat with me. You know, my client here has already had one of those as well. Sign up for a soulmate strategy call to get clarity on what it is that you want to focus on and see how we can move forward and work together. So, all right. See you later. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.